This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The junk drawer is coming up. The Jason Kidd sit-down interview. Has he talked to Luka Doncic? What do we make of the response or lack thereof? And why can't he talk about Cooper Flagg as if he's working for DallasCowboys.com? But you know what? It's a Friday. Y'all been turning it on, leaving it on. Pay. Let's hook them up early.
All right, Tolo's right now calling number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a four-pack of tickets to see the Rangers and Blue Jays Tuesday, May 27th at Globe Life Field in Arlington. And you'll want to get the early Tolo's because the first 15,000 fans in the stadium will also receive a Bruce Bochy World Series Parade bobblehead. That's calling number 10 at 877-881-1053.
All right, yesterday Jason Kidd sat down on the Dan Patrick Show and DP asked him where he was. He was not at that Mastro's dinner where the room erupted and we got the nice rear-end shots of all the Maverick executives. Where was Jason Kidd when the miracle happened?
Larry Knight, I was in Newport Beach at a board meeting for Go Rental, and I thought, okay, well, we're going to probably fall backwards instead of going forward. So my phone started to go crazy during the meeting, and I kept texting the person back saying, are you sure it's not you're missing a one? Because he goes, you're in the top four, and I mean 14. And he goes, no. And he goes, I think you just got one. I go, you mean we stayed at 11? And then my phone started going crazy. So that's where I was.
Wait, you're not even watching the lottery?
You know, things just weren't going well for us.
Really? What else has happened this year?
A lot of injuries.
Dan then asked the obvious question. Are you guys planning on keeping the number one pick and taking Cooper Flagg?
Yes, I'm just the coach. So, I would say that we're all concentrating on number one. The draft is deep. And so, but as the name you just brought up, I think we're all focused on.
Have you spoken to Cooper Flagg?
I have not spoken to Cooper Flagg. I don't want to break any of the rules and get us in trouble. So I want to make sure that when I do answer these questions that, you know, the speculation is Cooper Flagg, but there's, you know, we got to go through the process.
Okay, so help me understand this. DallasCowboys.com, it's a stupid rule that the National Football League has. Nick Eatman, when he comes on, can't talk about other teams' players. He cannot mention another player by name. It's so ridiculous.
Can't mention can't speculate on acquiring them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't speculate on acquiring. And Jason is giving off this same vibe. He can't or doesn't want to even come close to saying Cooper Flagg's name. Why would that be the case here?
I honestly, I don't know, because when you have the number one pick, you literally have anybody at your disposal.
And you're not tampering right. with a college player.
No. Now, unless he can't say anything until the May, I think it's May 28th, which is the day where you could go back to school. So that would be tampering with their ability to return.
Here's Dan finally getting to the bottom of it. And Jason saying, okay, now you get it.
So the kid from Duke.
There we go.
Are you?
There we go.
Are you?
We're excited. We're excited.
I don't want to get you fined. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I can't afford the fine. And so we're excited about the kid at Duke. I can't wait to talk to the coach over there, Coach Shire, and also a good friend of mine, Coach K, a mentor, and get some background on the kid at Duke. we're really excited about this opportunity.
He could be talking about Conkey Nipple or Malawak, you know, or you know, any of the three that are going to go in the top 10. This guy doesn't talk to anybody, apparently.
So it's not tamper, or it is tampering to say, if you're talking about Cooper Flag. But if you talk about Cooper Flag and Conkey Nipple and anybody else, yeah. talk about multiple of them, yeah. Then it's not tampering.
It's very vague.
I think Jason Kidd's wrong.
Right?
I don't think this is a rule.
He mentioned John Shire, the head coach of the Duke Blue Devils, was on ESPN, and he gave his reaction to the Mavs Lotto win.
Well, for me, the first thing I thought of is he gets to be with Derek Lively.
Yeah. You
know, Derek, as a head coach, was the first guy to get drafted. So to go from the first lottery pick that I've coached to, you know, who I think is going to be the number one pick, that's a pretty special thing to think about those two guys together. Obviously, Kyrie, the Duke connection as well. I think Cooper would be incredible there. And it's crazy. I mean, we never talked about Dallas. We never it's amazing how things work out. But it would be an incredible spot.
So that's the first thing Shire mentioned. He's like, oh, teaming back up there with Derek Lively. Man, we got to try to get Lively on. His first comments publicly about this are probably going to be electric, given how much I already love the kid already. All right, Jason, on the Dan Patrick Show, now that we know we're all talking about the kid from Duke, give us the scouting report.
18. He's going to be drafted. He'll be 18. He doesn't turn 19 until December. And so just understanding, he's young, but he's very talented, can play both ends. And so being able to have older players, and when I say that out of respect, they're not dinosaurs, but when you look at the age of 30, Kai, AD, guys that are here, Clay, can definitely help him with the process of going through a rookie season.
Well, he's not talking about Conkey Nipple because he's 19 already. So he's kind of throwing the tampering out the window there.
There you go.
By identifying
connecting them
his
dots,
age.
Baby.
Now yes, we know sir. Who he's talking about. They're talking about Cooper Flagg. So.
And I hope everyone got a chance to hear Jay Billis yesterday.
Jay was great.
He got a lot of Tolos, even more hype.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, he's very high on him. He thinks he's obviously clearly the slam dunk, you know, that his floor is high enough to where, you know, even if he doesn't hit, he's still going to be a really solid NBA regular.
The biggest mistake I've heard talking heads reference about the Mavs is saying they're not a win-now team. Like Barkley the other day was bringing up a scenario. He said, if I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, the first call I make is the Mavericks. And he's trying to lay out his case, and he goes, oh, the Dallas Mavericks are a contender next year with Cooper Flagg and the rest of the set with Jalen Rose and others. You could tell they kind of felt the pressure to say no, and that's the wrong answer. They're absolutely more of a contender with Cooper Flagg next year. He's a win now, can fit right away piece.
Yeah, my
there
only
was someone else who said it. Sorry, Chavi. There's someone else who also said it. Like the Dallas Mavericks aren't contenders. They're not now. The Kyrie injury,
is the
biggest thing.
Right, because you know he's your, obviously your primary ball handler.
But there's a major disagreement on Kyrie's return. Like, Windhorst. And a lot of these guys are saying you may as well count him out for next season. Other people are saying January.
Yeah, and now look, even if he comes back in January, you know.
Not the same.
Will he be 100% Kyrie by April and May? Also, contender for a title, if Cooper Flagg is going to come in here and be a
if Kyrie
a primary or, ball handler,
yeah.
Right? Which if Kyrie's not here, he's going to be a primary ball handler. Are you really going to be a contender for a championship with an 18-year-old primary ball handler? Well, even LeBron, it took him a while.
He's not going to be the primary ball handler. He can be a backup ball handler. A name that got dropped yesterday I saw on Twitter was Lonzo Ball. So we know they're point guard shopping. Shams said that. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Cooper Flagg handling the offense, primarily when Kyrie is out. If Kyrie Irving comes back healthy, as long of a shot as that is in January, the Dallas Mavericks will be a championship contender, in my opinion.
For sure. If Cooper Flagg hits...
Anthony Davis when he gets hurt. You know,
right. Oh, yeah. You got to figure that in. But, you know, if Cooper Flagg... let's just say Cooper Flagg hits at 80% of what we think he is, 80%. That's still a really good player. You no doubt are a contender with Kyrie, with a healthy Kyrie and a healthy AD. But the problem is that you got to get a healthy Kyrie, yeah, and you have to have a healthy AD.
Why is Cooper Flagg someone that can just step right in and fit automatically? Because Jay Kidd says there'll be less pressure here.
Yeah, I think this is a great situation for him. I think when you talk about the different guys that we have already on the team, the pressure of living up to number one will be a lot easier with the talent around him. When you talk about the other clubs, he would have to, you know, produce right away at a high, high level. And so I think this is a great situation for him to grow his game where the pressure isn't as high. But we are playing for a championship, and so it will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, the whole setup of whether they're a championship contender, and Kid talking about that, and Kid's going to have those kind of conversations right now. And the way that, you know, if you're looking at Cooper Flagg as your primary ball handler or anything else that you're going to do here, I don't know that what we've seen from Cooper Flagg is enough to say that that's somebody who immediately vaults you from being...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
A team that was struggling as much as you were when Kyrie went down, it's enough to like create a discrepancy or close the discrepancy that says now you're a championship.
No,
contender.
I'm only saying in a perfect world. I'm only saying everyone's
healthy.
No.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about specifically what Kid just said there about contending for a title. Is that like it's a nice thought? It's a nice sentiment. The reality is like you had a lot of holes there at the end of the season. You still had holes even before you traded Luka. You had holes. You were not a complete basketball team when Luka was here.
Well, give me their holes on their roster.
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean,
with them healthy.
Mainly, it's the primary ball handler. I mean, other than you've got Kyrie, but you have no idea what Kyrie's going to be coming back post-ACL.
But, I mean, I think we're guaranteed that they're going to get a ball handler.
Right. Yes. But one that's going to be of the quality to, like, actually... I mean, you will have somebody here to handle the ball. But, yeah, in terms of being an actual contender, that might be another discussion.
So anytime Jason Kidd talks about Luka, I'm looking for clues because I feel like we still don't have the entire. I'm looking to see the blood on Jason's hands during these interviews. I'm looking to see, and really what you get out of Jason Kidd talking about Luka Doncic is the mindset of an athlete, because Jason is just next. It's RJ's sociopathic or whatever it's called. That's done. Next.
Yeah.
Move forward. That's it. That's all I've gotten from Jason in all these interviews.
We'd make great serial killers.
You
fantastic.
And Jason?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yes.
Move on.
How was Jason Kidd told about the deal?
This is in the hotel in Cleveland. He said the news was going to hit in an hour. And that's how it went down. And so when he told me, I went back to my room to start figuring out how we're going to use AD and Christie because of this change. And so.
So you found out you didn't even get a chance to argue.
No, there is no arguing. This is what was going to take place.
And I was waiting for Jason or Dan to be like, was there no arguing because you agreed?
Yeah.
How much Luka trade conversations did you have with Nico before it happened? And I doubt Jason would go there, right. But I was waiting for that question.
Yeah. I'm Dan Shirley, because Dan's the best at interviews. Like, he's tremendous. I'm sure he would like going back. He's like, I want that one back. Or,
well, maybe we'll get in this question.
Maybe.
The follow up question, Dan Patrick with Jason Kidd. Did you go back to your hotel room and cry after the news broke?
I didn't cry. I was more or less trying to figure out how we're going to make this thing work. You know, this is a big trade.
But who do you call first after Nico tells you that you're trading Luka?
I didn't call anybody. I put my phone down and looked at the ceiling and started trying to brainstorm of how this is going to go down. I did not call anybody once this hit. And my job as the coach is to make sure that we all are pushing in the right direction. There was going to be a lot of questions that morning from staff and players. And I thought Nico did a great job of handling it by having the meeting and for us pushing forward.
Man, he would be a phenomenal serial killer.
Yeah.
He's not cracking under any spotlight.
No, just saying.
And his voice sounds like a serial killer anyway.
Saying enough, but also saying nothing at the same time.
Where have you come down at this point on what do you think he knew?
I think
he probably complained about Luka and just like would vent about it. And then it was one of those things where it's like, hey, by the way, I traded. And it's like, well, I didn't mean that. I was just complaining. Yeah. I was more just talking S.
That's fair. I don't think he was in on this.
So if we made Jason Kidd the general manager, you don't think he makes the move of dealing him?
No. No. Coaches and GMs have a different...
They want talent.
Yeah, they have a different threshold for what, you know, what they're looking... Because coaches want to win. GMs want to win, but they also want to build. Right? They're building things.
I mean, McMahon said it when he came on with us last time. He's like, does Luka have some diva tendencies? Sure. He's like, but he's nowhere near the top tier in the NBA on that. Like, it's not even close.
Have Jason Kidd and Luka spoke? This is another clue. I'm like, okay, if they've talked a couple times, it's all good. Luka's not holding anything against him. When is the last time Jason has spoken with 77?
I texted him on that morning, and that's the last time I've talked to him.
How did he respond to your text?
I don't think he was too happy. And just, again, from the experience of being traded, you know, maybe being surprised, you know, upset, feelings are high. But again, I love the opportunity of coaching Luka. He's an incredible person, and we all know his talent is one of the best in the world. And so, you know, again, my mindset is to deal with the cards that I'm dealt and keep pushing forward. And I've always said this publicly and privately. I wish Luka the best. He's one of the best players in the world.
No communication, no text, nothing since the morning of the deal.
That
zero.
I mean, look, that's surprising.
I'm not surprised by it.
No talk, like, even at two games, you don't just, like, pass each other?
Two games.
Yeah, two games. You played them twice.
I'm not surprised because Luka, like me, is a very petty, bitter individual. And he blames Jason, too. He believes Jason was involved.
Well, so
Jason hasn't reached out at all. Like, you know, nothing happened in Jason or Luka's life that would have triggered a text. That you coached this guy for how many, you know, for a lot of his career. It tells me that perhaps the relationship was purely transactional.
Is there a chance that Jason, like, did text him some other time?
Maybe.
And he just wasn't going to say, I texted him, but Luka didn't respond. The question was, when's the last time you guys spoke?
Right.
You know,
yeah,
maybe it was a technicality thing. I don't know. It does not surprise me whatsoever that Luka Doncic doesn't want to talk to anyone here for years to come.
I mean, Luka didn't talk to Nico. He didn't receive the call from Nico. But I mean, if he did reply to Jason Kidd's text. So, I mean, to at least some extent in that moment, he didn't hold him as liable as Nico Harrison.
And I have no idea what the rules are. Perhaps it is illegal for a coach to text a player on another team. I have no idea. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that is the case.
The kid from L.A. And then finally, we've all been trying to come up with the name. Twitter nailed it. 77 days. That's going to be the name of the 30 for 30. Jason Kidd, will there be a book or movie done about this season?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's someone's going to write a book.
Or 30 for 30 on ESPN.
There could be a 30 for 30 for sure. There's enough content. You know, there, when you talk about just, there was, in, you know, a season within a season, and there's maybe three seasons, just with the trade and with all the injuries that we had, trying to keep, you know, pushing forward and finding a way into the play-in game and winning one, and unfortunately coming up short against Memphis. But just everything that took place, I think there is a book there, and then probably a 30 for 30.
There it is. Dan Patrick, Jason Kidd.
There's a 30 for 30.
Oh, yeah.
There is a big-time 30 for 30 coming on this. There has to be. If they don't make one.
Oh, they will.
This is one of the, that would be one of the biggest, you know, misses.
Although, are 30 for 30s done? Do they even exist?
I think they've turned into E60s now, yeah, or something
they,
like that.
They still produce documentaries like that. I don't think they brand them as 30 for 30 anymore.
Dan also threw in a little side shot that Jason Kidd ducked him in a shooting contest. That Dan flew here because Dan can shoot. He's got old man stroke.
And Jason couldn't.
And Jason couldn't. Let's just play the final clip. Dan Patrick, he flew to Dallas to challenge Jason Kidd to a shooting contest, and apparently Jason ducked it.
I told you guys the story. I told you the story. I went to Dallas. We had a great relationship, and I said, I will beat you in a shooting contest. And I'm there in the stands waiting for practice to end. And I'm waiting. It ends, and I'm going, where's Jason? The clubhouse guy goes, oh, he left. And I go, he left? And he admitted. He didn't. He knew that I could shoot. There he is right there. He just came back. He wants to. He knows it's true. He knows it's true.
And Jason popped back on the Zoom. And then Jason Kidd went on to become a fantastic three-point shooter. So Dan's taking the credit for that.
It's weird. Dallas has had this history of guys like Jason Kidd coming here. Dinwiddie had it happen when he got here. I think Rajon Rondo, when he got here, he all of a sudden, their three-point percentage,
yeah,
it goes way up over their career.
This is from the 204. Why would he talk to Luka? Sports radio has a bunch of idiots. I don't know why. I don't know. You coached.
I mean,
him
literally,
for years?
He did once. So, I mean, I guess you think Jason Kidd's an idiot because he did text him and they did talk.
Like
so.
This is the somebody you had a close relationship with. I don't know. It seems to think you would text him.
All right. This HOV portion of the expressway is driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. We are commercial free on a Friday. That means some laughs.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.